If you were a mother in Russian Mission before August, you were probably getting your baby's formula through WIC, a federal option that helps get proper nutrition to young children. It would have come through the mail. You also could have bought formula at the store or ordered it online. Either way, it was arriving in town via the post office. But ever since the postmaster resigned, mothers have been left to scramble for new options. Tribal Administrator Olga Changsak has been trying to get formula to Russian Mission for months.
The mamas are getting very stressed out, but they're nice enough to share amongst each other.
She has two grandchildren who are on formula, so she did what any concerned grandmother and tribal administrator would do.
I got a hold of National Guard and Homeland Security.
Changsak said she was working with them to get the formula up until 2 weeks ago when they got called away to a different emergency, devastating mudslides in southeastern Alaska. So other organizations stepped in. Word about the babies without formula spread to FEMA, who then contacted the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army got in touch with Tribal Administrator Changsak and shipped 120 pounds of baby food and formula to Russian Mission via cargo plane. It was briefly lost in transit and finally arrived late last week. When Changsak was waiting for the shipment, the tribe reached into its own bank account and purchased a small but costly emergency freight order for formula with the store in Aniak. She hopes it arrives soon, before the formula from Salvation Army runs out. The post office closure has delayed more than just baby formula, and residents have developed other temporary workarounds to access critical supplies. Some residents are receiving packages from the private shipping company UPS, and the Regional Tribal Health Corporation is sending prescription medications on small planes directly to the village clinic, rather than through the mail. Occasionally, the village is able to borrow a postmaster from the downriver community of Mountain Village, who comes every few weeks to sort through the heap of new mail. The village council president helps distribute it himself, but until Russian Mission gets a permanent postmaster, problems will remain. There are some things the tribe can only do through the mail.
The thing that hurts us as a business is, we have checks we have to send out for our bills and stuff, and with no post office, we're going to get penalized.
But all these solutions are temporary. What Olga Changsak is really hoping for?
I think I should write to Santa, ask him for a postmaster for Christmas.
Changsak says they have one applicant for the position of postmaster, but the hiring process is slow. The United States Postal Service and Alaska U.S. Senators did not respond to our requests for comment for this story. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.